into the Clay Edwards Show live here on 103.9 FM WYAB. This segment brought to you by our friends out of A1 Gear at Otto, Highway 49 South, Florence, Mississippi. You're heading south on 49, you get through Richland, it's going to be right there on your right, big white building, big red sign, A1 Gear and Otto. Hey guys, your check engine light on, your brakes squealing, anything that may be going wrong with your car, from something as simple as a check engine light to a new motor, they can do it all there at A1 Gear and Auto. But what they specialize in, what they've been the leader in the industry in for the last 16, 17 years, is your ring and pinion, your gears and your rear end, your gears and your front end, your front wheel drive, rear wheel drive, your four wheel drive, all wheel drive. More and more vehicles nowadays are all wheel drive. That means more and more problems. Get by there, let them diagnose it, get it fixed for you. And I tell y'all all the time, they're going to diagnose it right the first time. It's going to save you money and time. They're going to get you an affordable price that doesn't break the bank. And they're going to get it done in a timely manner. And when they tell you it's going to be done, it's done. It ain't going to be no guessing. If you had to get a rental car for 3 days, you can book it, son. You ain't going to need it a fourth. And that is all very, very important in these times of Bidenomics and Bidenflation. You know, I don't want to have to go rent a car for 2 or 3 days. Anyway, a little tangent there. But check them out. A1 Gear and Auto. All right, so apparently I'm beefing with a local female rapper here in Jackson because I find it grotesque. The trap ratchet nonsense that they went and shot, her video they went and shot over on Capitol Street. I'm going to guess it was on a Saturday afternoon when there's nobody downtown. Maybe it was a Sunday afternoon when there was nobody downtown. But it was definitely downtown. You can see the King Edward in the background. It's right there at the corner of, I believe that's Roach and Capitol Street. The right there at the Mayflower, right behind the federal building. We just slap on Capitol Street. You got a bunch of chicks out there looking like strippers, pee-popping on a handstand. Just being ratchet. And that's how they advertise this stuff, as it's ratchet crap. They use the S word, though. I mean, it's the whole gimmick. If you know who Sexy Red is, think Jacktown Sexy Red. It's the same thing. Got the red microphone hanging like she did in the Popeye's parking lot and all that. Well, I decided to bless them with some engagement from outside their social circle yesterday. They ain't happy. I don't care. You know, these aren't people I have to deal with. But it just goes to show, that's the image of the city. And that's the problem. When you're telling me that Jackson's inclusive and, you know, caters to everybody and wants everybody to feel comfortable, you know, family friendly. Ain't nothing family friendly about that video. You can see it. It's on my Facebook page. Just go search Save Jackson, Save JXN. And I shared it there. I mean, it's from their Instagram, whatever. Again, it just goes back to the absolute culture rot in this community and others just like it. And again, I'm a racist for pointing this out. That's what they'll say. I'm a racist for pointing out that this is disgusting and we don't need that in the community. But it shouldn't be me that's pointing it out. It should be y'all, the people who live in this community, that tell me, Clay, the hood rat demographic of our community does not represent all of us. Well, I agree. But if they're the outspoken minority, everybody thinks they do. And that's what everybody sees. Your window looking into Jackson, that's what you see. If Jackson was a strip mall, that's the window. That's what people see. That's what they think all of it is. Is ratchet chicks pee-popping on a handstand on the sidewalk in the middle of the day on Capitol Street. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I can't confirm this. Have no interest in confirming it. But I'm going to go out on a limb and bet they didn't have a permit to be filming. And if they did, shame on the city for not revoking it. I mean, it's basically pornography in the streets. I mean, they ain't naked. But it's just, this stuff does not bother me personally. Like, I don't have a problem with what people do. I don't have a problem with scantily clad women. I have a problem with just the same reason I have a problem with the transgender stuff. It's when you bring it out from behind the curtain and you do it in the middle of the streets for everybody. If you want to do that in the, you know, rent a strip club, rent a club, film that video, have that party, by all means. But random people who live in the King Edward, live in the standard life, drive up and down the street, maybe going to the Mayflower to eat, going to Steve's Deli, they shouldn't have to see that in the middle of the capital city. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to say here. You know, it's like when I post those videos of meth zombies at Jackson gas stations, particularly the one on High Street. I think it's maybe it's Circle K or whatever, the old Texaco or whatever right there, the one on the right when you get off the interstate. Always a bunch of meth zombies there. I'll post videos of them every now and then, and people get all mad at me. Clay, why are you showing these people at their worst? Have you no sympathy? Have you no empathy? I really don't. If I'm just being 100 with you, I'm kind of tapped out. I'm kind of tapped out on trying to find sympathy and empathy for people who don't want to have none for anybody else. Yeah, but I post those videos because, let's just say, you're on the way to the Coliseum, to the fairgrounds. Maybe you're going down to the Capitol for something. You got your kids with you. Maybe you just don't want to see this nonsense. I always tell people that Save Jackson's more like a warning label than it is a mission statement. You know, you may not want to have to pass by that gas station and explain to your young kids why there's two meth zombies doing inappropriate things in the middle of a parking lot. And how their life possibly could have, how their mistakes in life could have possibly led them to that moment in time. You may not want to have to explain that to your 3 or 4 year old, your 5 year old. You're driving up Capitol Street, just out on a Sunday drive in Jackson. I used to love going on Sunday drives in Jackson. Just ride around when most of the businesses were closed and all that stuff. Had to explain that to your young girl, your young daughter, your young son. And I feel like I'm an old man shaking my fist at the clouds. But it's just like, there's a line of decency and we're constantly crossing it. You know, people used to throw a fit about strip clubs being in the community. I've never been that guy. But can we move the strip club back inside the club? Can we do that? Is that too much to ask? Nonsense. Shenanigans. Let's go to the Guns and Gear text line. Unknown texture. Everyone pulling up the video to see what you're talking about is just giving them clout. That's their entire goal. More views on their stupid videos, more money in their pockets. I was well aware of that side effect when I posted it. I was. I see where the girl screen grabbed my... I did a live stream last night. You need to go watch it. I think it's my best one ever. It's on my YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble account. Just search my name or Save Jackson. And I played a bit of it in there. And I talked about my opinions on it in there. I see that she screen grabbed that and put it on her Instagram. So it's mutually beneficial for both of us. to be. I mean, I guess I didn't know at 46 years old I was going to be in a rap beef. At least I know my name, right? I can't even read this text, but somebody, one of y'all went and watched it. We'll just say that. Said, I just watched that video. That nasty. That's all I can read. The rest of it, I can't. Miss Sylvia says, I don't want to see it. I'm sick and tired of these blacks. They're an embarrassment. If you're new here, Miss Sylvia's black. She's allowed to say that. Chris on the Guns and Gear text line says, I like a lot of different styles of music. Singing gospel won't get clicks. It says, like a lot of different styles of music. Singing gospel won't get clicks. Oh, no. I mean, look, we live in an absolute reactionary engagement, clicks, likes, views culture. And everybody's just going to like, what's the next craziest thing I can do? What's the next craziest thing I can do? I mean, I'm guilty of that on my TikTok, talking about crime, the breaking news stuff I do. You know, I mean, everybody likes to pretend my sin ain't as bad as your sin. I don't think reporting the news is necessarily a sin. I don't want to be one creating the news. And I feel like that's what they're doing here. They're creating the story by just going out there and embarrassing themselves in the streets. But teach their own, you know. If that's what their community will tolerate, if that's what their community encourages, by all means. I mean, maybe a nice girl. She may just be a big act she's playing. I hope that's the case. Maybe she's just playing a character. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day. This is the Clay Edwards Show.